Hey everyone, Wara Bennett here and welcome back to She Thrives. You know, I was thinking the other day about how much we talk about being successful or achieving our goals. But have you ever stopped to consider what kind of emotional landscape those achievements are happening on? Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful. Cultivating emotional intelligence and empathy. It's not just a buzzword, folks, it's the secret sauce to building deeper connections, navigating tricky situations with grace, and truly thriving in all aspects of life. Now, let's be real. Emotions can feel like wild horses sometimes, bucking and galloping all over the place. But emotional intelligence is about learning to tame those horses, understand their behavior, and even ride them with skill and confidence. It's about recognizing your own feelings, understanding why you feel the way you do, and expressing them in a healthy way. Think of it like having an internal GPS for your emotions, knowing where you are, where you're going, and how to get there smoothly. But it goes beyond just your own emotional landscape. Empathy is the key that unlocks true connection. It's about stepping into someone else's shoes, seeing things from their perspective, and understanding their feelings even if they are different from yours. Ever felt that moment of pure connection with someone where you just get them? That's empathy in action. And let me tell you, it's incredibly powerful. So how do we cultivate this superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Self-awareness is your foundation. Before you can truly understand others, you need to understand yourself. Pay attention to your emotions throughout the day. What triggers them? How do they manifest physically and mentally? Journaling, meditation, or even just taking a few moments each day to check in with yourself can be incredibly helpful. 2. Name that emotion. We often get stuck labeling our feelings as simply good or bad. But there's a whole spectrum of emotions out there. Joy, sadness, anger, frustration, excitement, the list goes on. Learning to identify specific emotions and their nuances allows you to respond more effectively and authentically. 3. Practice active listening. When someone is talking to you, truly listen to what they're saying, not just with your ears but with your whole being. Make eye contact, nod your head, ask clarifying questions, and reflect back what you hear to show understanding. Remember, true listening is about creating a space of genuine connection, not just waiting for your turn to speak. 4. Step into their shoes. Before reacting to someone's behavior or words, try to see things from their perspective. What might they be feeling? What experiences might have shaped their view? This doesn't mean condoning unhealthy behavior, but it does help foster understanding and compassion. Remember, we all come with our own baggage and unique experiences. 5. Lead with kindness. Even when you're facing challenging situations or disagreeing with someone, choose kindness as your guiding principle. A simple smile, a thoughtful word, or an offer of support can go a long way in diffusing tension and building bridges. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at work and your colleague is visibly stressed about a project deadline. Instead of brushing it off or offering unhelpful advice, you take a moment to listen actively, acknowledging their feelings and validating their experience. You might say something like, "It sounds like you're feeling really overwhelmed right now. I can see how stressful this deadline must be." By showing empathy and understanding, you create a supportive environment that fosters collaboration and encourages them to open up. They feel heard, respected, and less alone in their struggle. See? Emotional intelligence and empathy aren't just abstract concepts. They are powerful tools that transform our interactions, relationships, and overall well-being. By cultivating these qualities, we create a ripple effect of positivity that extends far beyond ourselves. So remember, be kind to yourself, embrace your emotions, and always strive to understand the world from different perspectives. That's how we truly thrive, not just as individuals, but as a connected community. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with someone who might benefit. Your actions can inspire others to cultivate their own emotional intelligence and empathy, creating a more compassionate and understanding world. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.